back up for 30 seconds. You might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Now we're back. Yeah, we had a great applause. You couldn't hear it because I had the freaking mic off because I'm good at this game. No, really. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Happy to be here live from Mohegan Sun Food and Wine Festival 2019. It's been a lot of fun so far. We had a great demo tonight. We've done a lot of prep work in the kitchen. I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. It's been such a great time. This is one of the favorite events of the year for me and for several other chefs. So it's an honor to be here. We're hanging out right now in my suite because Mohegan hooks it up for us so we can hang out. And I couldn't be happier to be joined by... Oh, of course. You guys, give it up. The co-hostess with the mostest. Give it up for Chef Dave. Come on, everybody. Give it up. There he is. There he is. Dave, what's up, buddy? How are you, man?
Fantastic.
Dude, what a crazy day it's been. You've been in the kitchen all day working with us, right?
Yeah, it's been a great time. A little later show than last year, so they might expect me to be extra lit on this one.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. You should hold it closer to your mouth this
time.
Is
that better?
That's better. But listen, here's the thing. If you remember last year when we did this, we were having some Fisher's Island lemonade.
Yes.
And I believe you said, "This shit gets you fucked up."
That's a quote. That's probably word for word. Yeah.
And that's immediately when they unfollowed me on Instagram.
I'm sorry. I still speak the truth, so I can't take it back.
Maybe. I don't know. But you definitely you threw it out there. But it was a lot of fun. And this year has been a lot of fun as well. We had a demo tonight. You helped us out in the kitchen all day today, man. How fun is it to see these guys again? You work here. But this place is giant. There's 10,000 employees at Mohegan Sun.
Oh, yeah. And I only probably see...
What the... What? We're in the middle of talking. What is happening?
What is that?
By God! By God, it's Chef Jeff! What did he just... Mic on.
Yeah, Daddy, you know who it is.
Wow. It's like a whole mix of different worlds right now. Chef Jeff is here, of course. He's coming. He's pounding a beautiful bourbon. He's got a good brother shirt on, a hat on backwards. And Dave, I don't know, man. Hallelujah. What are you going to do about this? He's here.
I think it's about to be fucking Battle of the Titans.
Oh.
Hallelujah, people. Listen, I'm here for America. I just want everyone to know that I've come here for Mohegan Sun and for my man, Chef Plum.
Okay.
Come out. One time to Mohegan Sun.
One time.
Sun Wine and Food Festival.
Ooh.
I'm here to preach the good news of the Plum Love Food Show. Here we are.
Next
drinking
good brother
bourbon,
news.
Loving life, loving people. Welcome to the fucking show.
Wow. How about that? Give it up for him. There he is. There he is.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow. I guess Chef Jeff is here, a.k.a. the Forking Chef. Dave has been hit from a right cross. He doesn't know how to react right now. He's staring off. His one good eye is actually looking at Jeff. We don't know how to react to that. Dave, what do you think?
You know what? Live from Budokai, 100 proof Dave coming at you.
Oh, he's cutting a promo. look, man.
If I could repeat that.
Jeff, how fun has it been, man, to hang out here this weekend so far, man? Dude. We got a couple more days left. Dave's helping us out. We've had a great way to demo tonight. It was a lot of fun
on
stage.
So many good brothers and sisters, chefs, hanging out with Dave, hanging out with you. You having me come up, meeting your family for the second time, hanging out with them.
I feel inferior right now.
Just chilling in Connecticut. I've had a blast in Connecticut in general, just like, you know. I had a day in the life of Plum.
Oh.
Yeah, which was awesome. And it was like...
Is that right?
Yeah, we had a blast.
We did have a day together. But Mohegan Sun really is a great job of taking and putting... And I guess putting people
Mohegan
up and handling...
Mohegan puts it down.
Right, they don't play games.
No, they don't play
it's
games.
The spirit
from
of Akwe, bro.
Soup to nuts. Oh. Soup
spirit
to nuts.
Of
Soup to Spirit of Akwe, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's that feeling that you get when you walk in. It's all
Spirit of Akwe.
Wow.
I believe in Jesus, but that's cool.
Is that a religious thing? Is that what we're doing now? Is that
spiritual, not exactly religious, but you know, spirit of a quake.
Jesus is spiritual, not religious. Thank you.
Well, it was a lot of fun doing that demo tonight, man, being up on stage. And I don't know what kind of spiritual nonsense we're talking about. I'm trying to move on from it because... You can put the mic up on your you know, the mic up. Is Dave throwing spiritual energy at you? Is that what it is?
I'm just feeding off the energy in the room. And, you know, I never pass up a chance.
What are you drinking, brother?
I'm drinking Peerless Rye with a little Schweppes ginger ale.
Oh,
like
Schweppes.
A gentleman.
Oh, I didn't get no ginger ale. You're just like, here, drink it with some ice.
Actually, I'm lying. That's Canada Dry.
I do want to point out.
Canada Dry ginger ale.
You guys both look great here in your Good Brother shirts hanging out, which I love to see right
good
there.
Brothers.
We got to make sure. Yeah, we got to make
good
sure.
Good brothers and sisters.
That's right, right? It's great shirts to see you guys in for sure. What is that music? Is that new intro music?
Who could
this possibly be?
Who is this?
Who could this possibly be? What is this music? Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen. Walking in the room right now. The smoke is clearing. The fireworks have gone down. Is that Chef Dan?
Hello,
what?
Everyone. Hello.
Oh, look
just
at this.
Here, just chilling, watching everything happen.
I like how you bring the energy level to here.
Yes. Well, hey, you know what? I got to bring it down because it seems like there's a lot of animosity.
There's
going
tension.
Around. Yeah. I don't want any of that. This is supposed to be fun.
That's all love.
Yeah, spiritual and godly, and you know, now I'm here, so I bless y'all with
right.
my presence.
Oh, he's blessing people too.
Yes.
So bless. Apparently, you have intro music now too. I don't know who put that on there.
Hey. What's the name?
Oh, okay.
One above all.
Well, you came in, Chef One Above All on Instagram. Look, you came over here. You hung out. You went to the demo. You had some walk around there. What were some of the things you tasted at the event that were nice?
Oh well, I had a few things. I had some nice little Indian spot. They had some samosas. They were delicious.
What's the name of that spot?
Koma.
Was that a question or a statement?
I was trying to remember because...
Just wondering so I could
spot.
Check it out.
Yeah. They had a sauce.
Oh.
I thought it was just tamarind at first. But it was this sweet and smoky sauce that they had with the samosas. It was phenomenal. So it was nice to... Like, you think you're getting something regular. You're like, oh, I paid for this. What am I doing here? And then I got blown away by a sauce.
Like hotel sex.
Yeah. Well, like hotel sex.
Yeah.
That's later.
Anyway.
Plum loves food after hours.
I want to point out, Dave just goes, yeah. Dave knew it was up immediately.
Best around.
Samosas are delicious. There's been a lot of great food here tonight, man. And then a lot of great beverages as well.
Yes. A lot of beers. We had some good beers. Mm. Goose Island.
Epicure?
What was your spot?
Put the mic
to your mouth.
The one in Norwich was Epicure Brewery, which I thought was phenomenal. I really love Old Tom.
Old Tom
IPA,
was awesome. The Hazy IPA.
Hazy IPA and the Raspberry Porter. Interesting and like really, I was like, this is a really awesome porter. Like super approachable, like just cool flavor.
Yeah, a lot of good beers.
Dude, it was great stuff. A great drink. I mean, it's a great way to kind of kick off an amazing day tomorrow. I think if you can't go to the tomorrow's event, tonight was a great place to go because it was so many different things to eat and drink. It was kind of a great showing for everybody at that event. I thought it was a great option.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about the bourbon event earlier? Because I thought the bourbon event.
Dude, the bourbon event was dope, right?
Yeah. I mean the Maker's Mark and the extra aged.
Was it the Jim Beam Black? Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh man.
But see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to like use a bourbon tasting as a warm up for the rest of the night.
Well, it's true. We did start with bourbon right away, didn't we?
Yeah, bourbon to get you going nice.
Well, the bourbon was nice. We had some Basil Hayden's, which was amazing.
I was actually drinking cider since this morning in the kitchen.
We have had some cider, that's for sure. Honestly, I don't even know what else. Oh, what's that?
Oh, shit.
What the?
Yep.
What is that? No, whose music is that?
Look.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, actor Harry Thomas is in the building. What is happening? Holy cow. He is
here.
Let me in,
okay?
He is full on VIP. Harry, how did you get in here?
Look, I got VIP. It's like, look, I'm in the point of my career where it's like, look, I'm not paying for tickets. I'm not waiting in line. It's like, let me cut the line, okay? Where are the women at, okay?
Wow.
It's like, I got Maker's Mark. Let's do this.
How did you get intro music, Harry?
Because look, it's like I have VIP, okay, and it's like I'm getting into it. It's all about the juice, okay.
Well, Harry,
keep that in mind, brother.
If you could give these chefs one piece of advice,
yeah.
Harry, what would it be?
It's like keep your mise en place like I like my women, okay.
Please tell me how, Harry.
Organized.
Uh huh.
and always cooking.
Is there a preference?
Look. It's like I told Plum, I said, I want VIP.
Right.
And he's like, okay, well, we'll be getting into it. And then, look where I am. I'm on the 21st floor of Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
It's like, we're getting so far into it. All right, Chef Dave. Every chef here has the same white guy name. It's like, change your names, okay? It's like, look, and they're all wearing the same hats. It's like, did you guys go to Lids before? And it's like,
Harry,
we all want the matching hat.
Harry, that might offend some people, don't you think?
Well, look.
Right.
So my... No, because I'm... My dad was white, so it's like, look, I can say whatever I want.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, look, this intro music needs to end because my introduction is over.
Well,
Harry, Jeff, get Harry Thomas out of here. What is he still doing here?
How did you get him in here? What, come on. Get
Harry
here,
Thomas, ladies and gentlemen.
VIP.
Come on.
Jesus, Harry, get him out of here.
On,
Harry
get
Thomas.
Get out of here, man.
Wow. Jeez. How did Harry Thomas get in here?
Riff-raff at Mohegan.
He's an actor.
Oh,
he was with Al Pacino in a movie. He was an extra.
Was he?
Yes. No. He's running. He said Paterno, the movie. He was there.
That
never
guy.
Seen it.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was attractive, though. I can see how he could be a VIP. I mean, that was amazing.
I'll tell you what. I didn't see that coming out of nowhere.
Did he come out of your bathroom, bro?
Like, I don't know. All of a sudden,
I feel like he was here the whole time.
Listen, I don't know. Ryan, all of a sudden, Harry Thomas showed up, and all I heard was...
Okay, terrific.
What the hell was... It was crazy. I didn't know what to do. That was insane. Man. Wow. But hey, you see all kinds of people here at Food and Wine Fest at Mohegan Sun. Even Harry Thomas. So it was... Get him out of here. Get him out of here. What is he doing?
I got this.
Thank you. Dave, sit down. We don't want to hurt him. We just want to get him out. And do me a favor. Put your pants back on. Just, can we not? If we're going to throw people out, you have pants on. That's all I'm going to say. Right?
But if you don't,
I don't know why the pants came up.
It's
that
harder
was a
to
weird,
grab a hold
that was
of
a weird extra.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, so like the less clothes you have on,
right on,
grip you back.
Well, I do want to talk to another good brother who's hanging out with us, man. He hung out with us last night a little bit too. He was part of our Navy events. Become one of our good brothers. Of course, you can't hate on him at all. He's got to have some good music when he comes on. Oh,
Cinnamon,
ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah,
give it up for Cinnamon.
Cinnamon's here.
Cinnamon, good evening. How are you?
Great.
Okay.
Cinnamon's Cinnamon, how are feeling how are, like a pack of
how are things
bread.
In the Navy?
Lots of semen.
In the Navy. Oh, we love the semen. In the Navy.
Wow.
We love it.
Well, Cinnamon, a.k.a. my man, Chef Aaron Ferrios.
Fieros, just like the shitty Pontiac.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
But if you put a body on it, it's like a Ferrari.
Two-seater. Wow.
Hurtful.
Engine in the back.
Hurtful. Scoot over a little bit. I think the mic's giving us a little feedback. I want to get that out of there. Cinnamon, thanks for coming out, man, and hanging out here at the Mohegan Sun for Food and Wine Fest 2019.
Hey, thanks for having me, brother. We appreciate it.
It's been a lot of fun. You came out and saw the event tonight. We hung out last night a little bit. It's cool to see a bunch of these food guys come together, I think, especially you as a chef in the Navy to see so much different types of things, right?
Yeah, you know, we see all these guys on the TV and we're like, oh man, that would be really cool to do that, meet these guys, gals, whatever, and coming out, hanging out.
Your music is kind of making me wish my wife was here.
We could take our pants off.
Right.
Oh,
Jeffy, can you stay in my room tonight? The bourbon, the backwards hat.
Oh,
is that a sweater you're wearing? What is that?
It's a cardigan.
Daddy.
Wow.
I'm a smooth character, you
Let
know.
Let me turn this off before I get... all right. Yes, back to the business at hand.
Moist.
Sorry.
Can we talk...
Say moist.
Chef Plum, can we talk about Aaron's schoolgirl crush on Pedro Martinez?
Can we talk about... So last night... That's a funny story. So last night... Jeffy, would you mind where you're standing up with the wireless mic? Could you grab me one of those out of the refrigerator?
Absolutely, sir. We
love
chef.
You, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's
room
room
service
is here.
I'll get that.
Room
Thank you.
Service.
So last night we had the Boston
Hello.
And Brews event.
Yes, you may come in.
Just answering it.
We're doing a live podcast and you're on the air.
You want to tell them ahead of time before they just do that.
Ashley. Hi, my name's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. Oh, look at this. There's a pizza and everything.
For
Ashley, good afternoon.
See.
How are you?
Doing all right. How about you?
Give her the mic because she's talking.
I'm doing all right. I just started my shift a little while ago.
Well, you're off to a great start tonight. It's only going to get weirder. Just FYI, we're up all night, and I have an F&B credit. Just get ready.
We're going to be hungry. Room service is open 24 hours.
Oh, I know.
Mohegan Sun, thank you.
I know.
That's Mohegan Sun, ladies and gentlemen. You come out, they take care of you.
That's right.
CTs.
Thank you for bringing the food up. We appreciate that. I'm going to have someone will sign that for you. It's my room, and that's not a backpack. She just threw a pizza bag over as if it was a backpack.
There's no pizza in that bag, is there?
It's the easiest way to carry
it. It's the easiest way to carry it, she says.
Work smarter, not harder.
That's right. Ashley, I want you to meet. Is Trudy already on there or no?
There is a gratuity included split between everyone.
All right. Well, Jeffy, throw a little extra money on there.
Do you want me to open up the table, take out the wings?
She wants to know if I want to open up the table. I should probably. It's hard because we're doing this real life thing while we're trying to do this not real life thing. No, that's fine. You know what? That looks great like that. We got a pizza.
You know,
over there.
We're professionals, so we can take care of this.
I'm a chef.
I think we can handle it.
I'm a chef. Did you glaze that?
Chef Dan, by the way.
Did you glaze that pizza?
Oh, in the hot box. They'll be a little hot in there. The wings and the ribbon. Ashley,
no.
You didn't have intro music.
If anyone from Mohegan Sun's listening, Ashley is awesome.
Ashley's great. She brought a flower up. Ashley does not have intro music, but you know what Ashley does have? Ashley does have outro music. So, Ashley, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Oh, good night, Ashley.
Thank you. It's the worst. I couldn't pick the worst
chicken
outro
wings.
Music.
Yeah.
Chicken wings.
Hey.
Chicken wings.
Hey.
Chicken wings.
Pizza.
Chicken wings and pizza.
Hey. Reuben.
Chicken wings and pizza.
My name is Ashley. I dropped off some wings and pizza. All right, so look, there you go.
It's in the fucking
hot. I clicked the worst music ever.
It might be hot. Careful.
I love that this is actually real life and people listen to this, which is great.
You know, outro is supposed to be bigger and stronger and faster than intro music, right?
Well, I clicked the wrong button.
In here is the Reuben and the...
All right, so look, that's enough of that. We'll talk. But so, Aaron, tell me more. So you come out here from the Navy. Like, we did our Navy event together. That's where you and I became buddies, and we met everybody and became friends. You come out here, you see something like this. It's kind of just the relationship evolving, but you see so much cool stuff there is out here, especially last night where we did the Boston and Brews event, where we made sure you got to have a picture with Pedro Martinez. How cool was that?
That was wild. I almost shit my pants. You know, it was crazy. There was a line of 100 people, and you know, we were wearing those VIP badges that you.
Well, there was no. Well, it wasn't the badges. I was like.
No, I know. And you were like, you said to Chef Nick, you were like, "Hey, man, this is my good brother, and he's a big fan." And you walked me around the table, and then all of a sudden, Pedro Martinez was hugging me, and it was like I felt safe in his arms, and it was good.
Ooh,
it was
he
great.
Felt safe in his arms.
Wow,
he felt safe. Thank you, brother. But you got a picture. Did you post it on Instagram?
Posted it on Instagram. It's my most liked post on Instagram. It's got 45 likes.
Wow. I need some more friends.
Yeah, probably.
Jesus.
Sorry.
I did not like it.
People Thank hate pudding.
Dance, I did not like it. I did
that's
not
fine.
Like it at all. Well, that's awesome. And then you come to tonight, and you come to an event like tonight. We did Jeffy, we're not singing. It's not karaoke. We did tonight. You came and watched the demo. How was the demo that we did? Was that all right?
Yeah, so the demo was great. Those old ladies that were they were all over your dick, and it was pretty funny. And
Jesus.
Can we talk about how many fangirls that Plum has?
Yeah, you were giving out.
He attracts the oldest, hottest women.
It's true. You did have 15 old ladies come up to you at the end,
they
and they were
out there
I really want your picture. They didn't make you take your
shirt off.
Take your
shirt off.
They
did. Money. I swear to God.
Well, this is a true story. I was there on stage, and they, honest to God, and our good friend Ryan Christopher is hanging out with us tonight. We're going to bring him up in a minute. He's having a Reuben right now.
It tastes like more.
And we're going to have Ryan come up and talk a little bit about that, too. But they really were. They were asking me to take my fucking. I was like, what? Really? I didn't quite get that.
That's what happens when you give old people wine.
When you give them what?
When you give old people wine.
I guess. She was like, take your shirt off.
Fall asleep, take a nap.
That too, but you know, they get frisky first, and then they're like, take your shirt off, Plum.
It was weird.
Yeah, you didn't deglaze your pan. That's what I got to ask you. I'm a chef.
It's a good
question. And you didn't deglaze your pan after you made their chorizo.
Excuse me, we're at a wine festival.
What wine would you use?
What wine would you use?
Immediately, my buzz went like this. And I was like,
speaking of your wife.
Wow.
Speaking of your wife.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Why is there no one else up there with you?
Yeah, why wasn't there a woman on stage? Why was there no woman?
I just want to point out right now, currently it sounds like all my friends are attacking me because people don't understand what happened. So, Jeff, could you just give a little background there so it doesn't sound like, hey, Ryan, are you taking a shit?
No.
All right. Sorry, it's ADD radio. Awesome. ADD radio. So tell them what happened. So because we were there, we did and this woman, this one girl, got Ryan was like, oh, you had a question, and he put the mic up to her, and she said,
"What did you? We're at a food and wine festival, and I was just wondering, why didn't you deglaze your pan? And if you were going to deglaze it." What would you use?
Yeah. And I was like, we're just rendering fats, so we're not really deglazing anything.
You were actually really nice about it, but it was like it was definitely one of those questions that was like... And then she just kept raising her hand afterwards.
Well, you forgot the Ryan's introduction of, she's a chef.
All right.
That was my favorite. And a chef has a question. Hold on, Plum. Here she goes... okay. And then, wait, hold on. She has another question.
Oh. Well, she did. She asked a question. And I was like, I couldn't hear. First of all, there's
she
more.
She put me down. She said, "How come you don't have a woman on stage?" And I was like, "This is 2019. We don't need women on stage." Like. I mean, seriously, I was up there. I am all man.
You looked great.
Thank you. It was hurtful. And I had feelings. And this was like, you know, get in your helicopter.
Dude, it was crazy because I couldn't really hear what she was saying. But all of a sudden, I saw Jeff just getting really angry. He was like, I don't like women. What are you talking about? Whatever you said.
Yeah, what was it?
It was close. I mean, you were like, yeah, fuck women. Whatever. What do you say?
I started cutting potatoes. Very rough.
Yeah. You were like, yeah, women suck. I'm not doing something like that. I was close.
Actually, those fingerlings were quartered with fury.
She threw one in her face.
Yeah, it was insane. Dave, and you didn't even do anything. This woman's like chanting at me, and you just sat there.
Talk about.
I'm drunk, so I can't do much worse.
When I was quartering those fingerlings, I was using that Ergo chef knife.
Ooh.
What was it called? The Nakiri?
Oh, the Nakiri.
The Crimson Series, that
The Crimson Series, the Nakiri.
Didn't it come? You gave it to me because it came to you from Mohegan, right?
Right. We got a gift from Mohegan Sun. They gave us a beautiful Ergo chef knife.
Let me just say, I just want to be honest. I have a lot of knives.
Yes, you do. I saw your toolbox.
And I used that knife all day today. It was a badass knife.
You dug it.
Dude, seriously, I love that knife. And I'm really looking forward to... I don't want to blow up their spot. But
it's good quality product.
I saw some cool stuff when we went and saw them, and I was like really excited. Yeah. The knives that are coming out, too. So.
They do, and actually, Aaron, we're trying to get them in with the Navy, because those guys, they make great knives. They're good people. Like it's good stuff.
Yeah, we're working on getting an order in for the galley, outfitting all the whole galley with the Ergo Chef knives. Nice. So we're really looking
forward
to that.
Speaking of
the galley. Fuck yeah.
We have a moment of silence because
ooh, yes.
Chief Flake isn't here.
He's not here. Chief Flake is not here, and we're a little upset about that.
We're really bummed because his babysitter's a little bitch.
Jesus.
And, you know, whatever. Flaked.
Oh, Flaked. It's in the name.
That's a double entendre. Okay, I can't spell it.
I hope he's listening because...
Wow. You blew him one there, huh? Oh, I liked
it.
It was nice.
That was love. That was love coming from Daddy-O.
Yeah, big shout out to from Daddy. Your Daddy-O now.
I'm a proverbial daddy to most men.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. Should we just call you Daddy? I kind of want to now. Is that weird?
If I wish we could get Yair on the phone because he would just.
No one knows who Yair is. You just threw a name out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a man in my life that calls me Daddy.
Okay. Who's in the Navy now?
Seaman. Listen. So it's been a lot of fun hanging out here at Mohegan, man. We got everybody. We're up here in the room. There are some people are using food over here. We're drinking some beers. Dan, you come into an event like this. You see all the people setting up their stuff. Don't give anything away, but was there anything terrible you tasted?
No.
Okay, thanks for doing radio with me.
I'm sorry, I had to think about it. But you kind of like, but I wanted to be honest. I'm an honest guy. I'm not going to tell you, so I had to really think about it. But everything was good. Actually, everything was good for even the situation it was in. You know, they had hot pans and they're doing it with, you know, as best they can in this little tight spot on a floor with just like, you know, heaters and warmers and stuff. So
see, Dan looks hard.
Actually, it was pretty good.
See, Dan looks hard. And he comes out, he's all like, I love everybody. You know?
I love everybody. Listen. Years and years of hatred taught me, you know what? Just be cool. I met this guy, Jeff, and he's like, yeah, fuck it. Love everybody. I was like,
I am loving everybody. Love everybody. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cool. Preach. Preach.
So nothing bad. Well, let me go to Dave. Dave, so you work here. This is your job. It pays like your bills. Like it pays your rent. It pays your car. It takes care of all your bills.
Like a goldfish, right?
If you had to pick one person here who you just wish could get fucking fired, like you can't stand, who would be the person here that you would like? You know what? That person needs to go. I hate them.
So like,
maybe you shouldn't answer that. I was just kidding.
No, I was gonna be like, one of the things that I tasted tonight that I didn't really care for.
No. I want to talk to people you work with. No, but being a second year working this event and hanging out and doing stuff, it's definitely a bit different this year than last year, right? It seems bigger.
It's definitely bigger. They're in the convention center now, and that shit was insane compared to the ballroom alone. Because I thought the ballroom was big last year.
Yeah.
And then we go to the convention center. I'm like, what the fuck?
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different booths, bunch of stuff going on, and it was kind of weird to like actually be able to go in and kind of hang out and do it on like the outside this
right.
time a little bit, like work a little bit, enjoy it a little bit. So it was like. It was nice, but yeah, completely different, a lot bigger.
Dude, big shout out to Lindsay. She does a lot of hard work in this, making this happen.
Big up!
And she, what?
Bucka.
He's like, big ups.
Is there gang signs being thrown? I don't know what's happening.
Just keep going. We did our shout out. All
right, my fault. I apologize. Sorry. Big shout out to Lindsay because she's awesome and making this happen and doing things for us. But having the opportunity to do an event with guys like you, with you guys helping me out, is amazing. And our dish was a lot of fun in doing it. But seeing some of the other dishes that were happening, I got given a bunch of foie gras today. Did you guys taste anything fun in the kitchen?
No, nobody wants to talk to me when I'm in the kitchen. It's crazy.
I had some foie gras. And I also had this deep-fried slider with pimento cheese and bacon jam.
I know that.
Oh, my God,
man. That thing was amazing.
Dude, sex on wheels. I
was thinking about like how live today was and then listening to everyone tell me how live tomorrow's going to be.
Tomorrow's
And I was like, wow. I was like, tomorrow is going to be better than this? I was like, all right, damn, I'm kind of upset that I got to work.
Well, dude, I mean, tonight was dope, right?
Yo, it was great. I was like, wow, this is awesome. So to think about today being a prequel to tomorrow's events is you know, I feel like tomorrow has to be amazing. I'm really upset that I can't be here, and I'm thinking that I'm going to have to call.
You got
to
pay them bills, man.
I got to call. Who going to tell them? You're going to tell them? Nobody's going to tell them. Please. Nobody tell
him. Cinnamon, you came here and we're hanging out, man. Tonight, how was the night for you? Was it a fun night so far?
Yeah, tonight's been great. You know, your demo was definitely better than the other demo that was up there. I'm not going to throw any names out, but the Rosettes were pretty poor.
Was there a big name?
Rosettes.
I didn't put a name out there.
But there was a big. I think
there
was
a big name.
Yeah,
big cake guy.
Wow. You think he could have been a boss somewhere?
Could have been.
Wow.
Could have been.
It's like, geez,
maybe at one time.
I want my VIP.
Get him.
No,
out
it
here.
Was cool. Yeah, I mean, all the food was great. Everything we had was great. We had the samosas with Dan and the grilled cheese. We shared Jeff and I shared a grilled cheese. We stood there like a bunch of homeless people eating a grilled cheese. In a circle. It was like, take a bite, pass it around.
Some ramen.
Dave had some ramen. Well,
ramen good?
The ramen was on point. Yeah, it was nice.
Nice.
I enjoyed it. The ticket system was much like the barter
Jeff,
system.
We got like a bow bun, and we ate it, awesome. You know, end to end. Like, he started
it was like
on
Lady
and
the Tramp.
And
you guys
met
did
in
you
the
guys
middle.
Lady and the Tramp the bow bun?
We Lady and Tramp the bow bun.
Is that true? People have to use that microphone.
I missed that.
We the way we kissed at the end, it was really romantic.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I chewed his food for him, and then he chewed his food for me, and then we spit
it's
back
called
at
the
each
baby bird.
Baby
yeah, it's called baby birding.
We baby birded each other.
Okay, terrific.
There goes an edit point. It's not going to be in the...
Jealous. No.
Boring.
Yeah, no, I don't like that at all. Wow.
Pizza. I know, that's what I said. It made it taste
that
better.
That doesn't look like a Pepe's.
Well, that's a big pizza.
Well, that's not a Pepe's pizza. We have some room service pizza up here. It's not a Pepe's pizza.
Really
Jeffy, how much was the total on that bill?
I didn't see it because I wasn't paying attention.
You signed it.
I added $10 to be polite.
That's fine. I like that. Jesus. Tap dancing Christ. jumping Jesus on a pogo stick.
Could have went downstairs and had burgers.
No, it's cool. But that's one of the fun things about this event, though, is that they do a great job taking care of the chefs and, like, you know.
Dude, you know what I wanted to say? How awesome the complete back staff has been. Like, every single back staff. Tammy is a fucking rock star.
Yeah, those are the all-stars.
James, Cy, all
so
the,
many great people.
So many fucking awesome chefs we worked with at this event that were, like, just...
Welcoming.
Like,
welcoming,
helpful, awesome. I mean, Mohegan... This was, like... I've worked a lot of events, and this was one of the events that, like...
Bro, I told you.
I can't wait to come back to if I get to. Like, bro, I told you. It was that much fun. It was like everyone was so cool. Like, all
we're
the other
not even
chefs
done
were
yet.
So cool. That's what I'm saying. It was like, and there's like, and there's been no weird shit in the kitchen. It's like, I've seen chefs that I know are like, you know, and they're like, hi, my name is so and so. Like, I don't know, you know, and I'm like, yeah, well, I know who you are.
Can we talk about
you
some people? Like, whatever. Can we talk about some people in the kitchen we've hung out with? Like, of course, Manit.
Manit. So sweet and like unpresuming and amazing and like just the sweetest person, and her sous chef was awesome.
Yeah,
Gavin, I don't I can't think of his name. Restaurant, but he had table 8 before, and his sous chef, awesome.
But of course, our good sister Michelle Ragusas.
Michelle Ragusas and her sous chef were fucking so cool. Yeah, like. The girl that's going to work with Marcus Samuelson, Aaron,
she was great, right?
She was so nice.
I should
like,
text her and told her we're
doing all
this.
The food they were making is going to be so awesome. It's like, I'm so excited for people to taste the food that they're making. Cause like, just seeing all the different things they were doing, I don't want to give away any dishes, but it was like, I mean, really. This is an event that is it's a lot of fun.
It's top-notch. That's the funny thing about this event is that you meet so many cool people. And that,
absolutely.
And I was telling Dave, you remember last year I told you, I was like, dude, it's about the people you meet when you go to these things. It's not about, like, your dish. Your dish has to be good, but
and
it's
we got
about
to work with interns. Like, I feel like we got to teach some people some cool stuff, too, at the same time.
Yeah, no doubt about
really
it.
Awesome.
I was like, here's how you put a sticker on a box.
Yeah, hey, cut this bun in half perfectly. One slice.
Yes.
I think that's an important thing.
You're right. Cause
you're
going nice to
work
right?
somewhere where you cut buns. Now that you know.
I'm really curious about what's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, here's the thing. So our dish is these fried sliders, which is amazing, and they're delicious, and we're so excited about them. But the buns that we have are about the size of, I don't know, Jeff, what do you think? Like a half dollar, a little smaller? What do you think?
Like a Dunkin' Donuts.
They are the size of a fat quarter.
A half dollar.
The
half
dollar. Had a little too much to drink.
Drunk ass quarter.
Yeah. And
wobbly
right.
quarter.
It was 35 cents.
32. 32. And when we got it, though, they're not cut, so we had to cut them so we could put our
burger
in there.
They look like a pregnant chicken McNugget. Each one.
Is it weird that I find that attractive?
It's like a mini
Koopa. That is weird.
That sounds
pregnant,
delicious.
They're pregnant with love and
cinnamon.
Beef.
It sounds delicious.
Should start taking my clothes off.
Hot love beef injection in each nugget.
HBI. There
hot
it is.
Beef injection nuggets.
So you got this
in fact,
can we turn Jake
off? Officially
change
the name of the dish. HBI nuggets.
Jeff all of a sudden thinks he's a commentator for a strip club. Like, he's just throwing shit out there.
I actually did that in another life. And now coming to the stage.
Hello,
here comes Cinnamon. Wait, can we just hang on a second? I want you to introduce Cinnamon as a stripper. Ready? Let me find some music for you. Just give me Cinnamon.
I'm telling you, all
right. Yeah, just give me Cinnamon as a stripper. Ready?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to party. Who wants to get hot with Cinnamon Burn? Here she comes. Light her up, red panties and all. Cinnamon's on fire.
Real money doesn't make noise.
Woohoo!
Okay, that was weird for everybody.
I actually did that in a strip club and got fired 2 days later. I had a good friend who went to jail and was like, bro, can you spin at the strip club for me? Because I have to go away for 30 days. I lasted 2 days and they were like, listen, the girls like you, but no one wants you to announce the video. And I would change their music because they came out with like Def Leppard. And I'd be like, no, you don't.
Oh my God.
You want to dance to this. And I would put on like something really terrible and from down south and it would make
like
them
this?
All angry. No, more like, shake that ass, wash yourself.
Oh, he's singing. There you go.
Show him what you're working with.
I think he's a great strip club announcer. He's a great strip club announcer.
Thank you. You know, I mean, I think I have I could probably be a Baptist preacher or a strip club announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Perazzi, give it up for.
So the slider you was talking about.
I don't even remember now.
I'm hungry, man. I want to talk about the food. Let's talk
about
the
food. So, yeah, we had
room service pizza.
You got a fat fatty quarter bread.
Yes.
Little bun piece that you got some kids working on slicing.
That's true, because the buns weren't sliced. They weren't sliced, so we had to slice all of them.
So they had to slice them.
Yeah, we had to slice them all.
I flipped the fattest burgers anyone's ever flipped today.
They get paid. Elves don't get paid.
It's true, they don't.
Elves get paid. Elves don't get paid?
No.
This is bullshit.
That's what I said.
What the fuck you mean elves don't get paid?
Right. Gotta call Santa.
Well, look. So they had to slice those, and then we made giant burgers. We're searing the burgers off. We'll finish them tomorrow, but we're just searing them off on a flat top. So we get the flat top, you know, screaming hot, season them up, and Jeffy was searing them off on the flat top, and then we put them on the speed rack so we could just slice them up later.
And then flip it with a pizza peel.
Yeah, he was
Not only were we flipping them with a pizza wedge, we were also cutting them with a pizza
knife.
Enjoy
a bit.
Yeah, right?
Would you like me to make you one? What? I'm happy to.
Jeff, just take the mic down when you're offering people drinks. You're just talking. You're talking to them, not even us. And you're like, hey, can I make you a drink? Room 2623? I'm on the 26th floor offering drinks to people.
This is live.
I was being polite to Cinnamon's lady friend.
What about
you? You just ruined his gimmick, though.
What about you?
Oh, I'm sorry. He can't have lady friends?
No. He's Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. I won't leave your mouth dry.
Okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen.
All I'm going to say is...
Wait, is there a cinnamon challenge?
Yes.
Oh, how do you guys not laugh at that? That was a fucking great line from Dave. Hold on, this is why. That's Dave right there.
Wait every episode for
Cinnamon, I'm going to ask you to pass your mic for me real quick in a second. I got a good brother who was hanging out with us tonight who helped out with... he was hosting tonight some of the demos. He's a real sweetie.
Yeah, we hung out on Veterans Day.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
It's kind of... I feel tingly.
You didn't need to. It was for him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Those doe eyes, bro.
Cinnamon does.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry, I'm trying to... I've got to reconnect here. I apologize. Cinnamon threw me off a hole. It's like, wow. He was listen. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, friend of the program, and good brother himself. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one, the only, Mr. Ryan Christopher. Get up for him. There he is right there. Give it up for him. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Dude.
Dude.
How was your Reuben? You had Reuben just now. Is that all right?
It was awesome, dude. This is great room service. The last room service I had was at like the Holiday Inn, and it was terrible. But
what'd you get? Did you get like a donut?
Here or there?
No, at the Holiday Inn. I don't remember. Holiday Inn has room service.
I don't think they do. I was trying to be funny, but then you killed the joke.
We're all trying to figure it out.
Talking about donuts and like... It was like a quick thing you mentioned. Boom, on to the next. All right, hey, funny, Ryan. Let's move on. But
I'm
then
an asshole because I was really trying to figure out. I was like, what does they have at the Holiday
Inn? No, I don't
there
think they have
room.
That is my fault.
They have cheers. No, but the food here was awesome. I had the Reuben.
Yeah.
And Alexa had the wings, and they were both very... Right. Yummy. So I was a
two thumbs up, she said.
Two
thumbs up. There you go. Well, great job tonight, by the way, man.
Thanks. I didn't really do much. You drove the bus. I was just there for the ride.
You're kind of making fun of me.
Oh, you play your role now.
Yeah, right? See? That just stay in the pocket.
But you were doing you did a great demo and a whole presentation with Buddy Valestro, cake boss.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fun because you do an event like this, you never know who you're going to have up there with you.
Yeah, it was cool. And I was kind of talking to him about his past because I think it's cool to see guys like you because I'm sure, Plum, you can attest to this 15, 20 years ago. The whole cooking thing, being a chef, wasn't as glamorous as 100%. It is now. So I said to him, hey, you grew up in this bakery. His parents started it. And I'm sure growing up as a kid, he probably hated it. You know, he's back there kind of doing his thing. And now he's... multi-million-dollar celebrity from being a baker, which is cool, I think, now. Like, you can kind of create anything and make it your thing.
Well, I think things like Food Network and how much that... it's almost like people have romanticized food. You know what I mean? Like, it's become a thing where people think that food is such an amazing thing. It's a fun thing where... For guys like us, and you can look at Jeff's over here air humping something.
Yeah, he's air humping. He's getting into it.
It's really weird.
What is he?
Is anybody else? Sorry, I was just thinking of all those roses I saw earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's talking about the piping on the cake, I think, right?
Oh, is that what it was?
Cake piping.
Right. But it's become a thing where it's so much more
respected than when I first started. I started cooking food because it was a job.
Yeah.
And it was a job that I could do, and then I could, like, hang out at night, and I could drink my beers. But now it's, like, a respected thing. It's so much. It's so weird how it's changed to where now food, and I like to tell these guys all the time. I tell Dan, I say it to Jeff, and I say it to Dave. I'm like, we're here right now because of food. Yeah. Like, just take a second and breathe and realize that. Food has brought us to this point right now.
Right.
It's a crazy thing.
And it kind of brings everybody together. What?
He's just preaching.
What just happened? I don't even know.
I have a preacher. He knows out.
Don't have mercy.
Yeah.
But everyone has the same name here. There's Dan, Dave, Jess, Dan, Dave, Dev. Can we get nicknames? Like Cinnamon, you know who Cinnamon is. Right? Dan and Dave look like cousins to begin with. And that's, then it's like...
What's that make you one of them?
I don't look like anybody else. True. Here.
No,
are they kissing cousins?
No, no, no. Like they're
related. They do look related.
But they have the same hat. Well, this is. I was just listening to Harry earlier.
We don't have the fucking same hat. Why does everybody keep saying that?
Well, no, it's just the brim. I think
mine's got like.
See,
that's a cool hat.
My hat looks dope.
Well, hold on. I wanted to pay you a compliment because you're talking about between Cake Boss and you,
right?
Your interaction with the audience, was actually awesome. Me and my wife were standing watching back and sitting you. Talking to you know, random people. Hey, how you doing? You enjoying your time here?
Yeah.
And I think that's key to what you do. I thought it was really good to have that in between. So you can talk about what you're talking about on stage. You meet somebody, you know him, you know something about Cake Boss. But to go out into the audience and see people that you don't know and interact with them in a way that makes them feel like you're someone that they're just like, oh, hey, hi, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And they have no problem. I thought that was an amazing contribute
man.
To what you did.
Thank you. And not to bring it back to...
Then you want to talk about my hat.
No. I love the hat. Let's see the front of the hat. What's the front of the hat?
All that shit back.
Okay.
All that shit back.
Fine. Damn. He won. No, but...
Dude, that was really good.
I like your hat. I'm sorry.
No, you don't.
Can I wear the hat? He's like, nah.
I definitely wouldn't do that.
No, but
you're not in a club.
But,
all right,
no,
club.
I'm not.
Sorry, you're out.
Tomorrow, I'm wearing a flat brim hat. I'm going to Lids at the mall.
I like
I'm coming in hot.
They won't let you buy it.
But talking about the thing, like in the crowd, I always learn that you're the icing on the cake. It's not about you. It's about like you guys are on stage. You're the star. Let you shine. I'm just here to make you look extra sexy.
Yeah.
Not that you need the help.
I do a lot.
Extra. Are you going to introduce me as a extra dancer as well, or just?
Would you like
let's hear.
All right,
let's do it.
Ryan,
I need a nickname though. I can't just be
what's
like.
What's the nickname going to be?
Rockin' Ryan.
Rocket Ryan. Yeah.
Oh no.
Rocket Ryan. No. Wreck it, Ronnie.
Wreck it, Ronnie. Oh, home wreckin' Ryan.
Ah. Watch out.
Oh yeah. Yeah, ladies, welcome to the stage. All you women out there, your man's out. He works
so
too much. He don't come home. And here come home wrecking Ryan. Oh, swinging that wrecking ball. Watch out, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Ah.
I feel like.
I think the system blew.
Hang on one second. We gotta fix this. I know which one it is. But
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Wow.
It tastes like more.
We're done.
Wow.
Totally.
Home wrecking Ryan went to town. That's for sure.
Technical difficulties.
Well, that'll do it for tonight. Thanks for listening.
Yes. Well, we're still broadcasting, so it's great. Right, you just can't cool. hear the mic, but so Home Wreckin' Riot. What's that?
We broke the PA.
Yeah. Yes, I'm working on it right now. Home Wreckin'
Riot. It's not the same. Yo.
The show's over. That's it.
Listen, I had no idea.
That's home it. Showstopper. Home Wreckin' Riot.
Done.
Home Wreckin' Riot has a lot of power when it comes into it. That's for sure.
Look,
it seems like it.
When
wow.
I walk into a room, it's Jackhammer. Like, game over. Jackhammer.
Home Wrecking Ryan, when is it? When did you first start dancing?
Last night.
Wow. Well, listen. Yep, there we go.
That's fun.
Consider it brought in. It has been brought to that.
All right, look. Well, that's the show for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I'm going to play the outro.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.